Hi, and welcome to my short mini series, Vibe Coding for Dummies. So if you're still here, it means that you're actually curious. What could be running through your mind now? You're probably wondering, what is vibe coding? Maybe you've never heard of it before, or you're like, okay, yeah, I've heard of it, but yeah. I'm going to tell you what it is. Very simple, like the name implies, it's based on using vibes. Vibes, how are you feeling? What's the vibe? What's the vibe in the country? What's the vibe in the economy? What's the vibe in an industry? Well, in plain English, vibe coding is the art of communicating with AI to be able to get what you want. And so this includes learning how to properly describe what it is that you want using the proper lingo and many other things, which I will be talking about in this series. Anyway, it's really about you knowing how to properly describe and understanding what it is that you're describing, so you're able to build a proper digital solution, or maybe a technology or whatever it is, no matter how simple or how complicated. First of all, if you want to understand vibe coding from a non-technical angle, there's some terminologies that you need to get familiar with. If you don't understand what these terminologies mean, you're going to have a hard time communicating with the AI medium in the sense that whether they're big language models or maybe it's just like a chatbot, one word could save you three paragraphs, because then the AI a medium knows what exactly it is that you're talking about. So let's get right into it. Some of you might be wondering, why Chidi, why, what do you know? Hey, I have a secret-ish. I got my first computer when I was 8 years old, and since then I've been using computers and I have been using products, and I have learned a couple of programming languages. I have studied ICT in school, but in uni, definitely I just decided I needed to learn more about humans and how they interacted. So I did international relations and diplomacy, and for my master's I did an MBA. So it's like kind of like grasping different industries and how they work. So what am I talking about having a computer since 8 years old? So my first ever product to use was Mavis Beacon. So it's like the typing one where it teaches you how to type. But I do remember my favorite one. That wasn't my favorite. My favorite one actually is Encounter. So there's Encounter Kids and then there's Encounter Premium. Why was Encounter my favorite? Because it was a learning tool at the time. Microsoft they outdid themselves with that one because it was so interactive. And I do remember parts and parcels of this product and what made me like it. I want you in this journey to actually revisit your favorite applications to use, especially on your mobiles. And how can you figure out which ones are your favorite? I'll tell you, just in case you don't know. Find out what app uses your screen time the most. That's the app that gets your attention the most. And what I will tell you is for you to actually go through that app or your apps, the apps you like and the apps that you hate. What do you like about those apps and what you hate about those apps or those websites? You can always substitute the elements to fit whatever it is that you're trying to test. That is my story and why I think I'm very much qualified to tell you stuff. Plus, yeah, I've got the vibes. Let's break down these terminologies that you would need to be able to understand the concept of vibe coding. So we're going to start from different departments per se, or let's say different categories. So the first category of terminologies are the core. Let's name this the core category. So these are core concepts that you must know what it means. If not, we're not going to have progress here. So first things first, front end. The front end, what is the front end? The front end, just look at it as what you see. The front end is just a big fancy word for seeing things that you see, that is visible to you. So just think of it like your window shopping, and then you're seeing stuff. You might like them, you might not like them. You might like the website, you might not like the look of the website. You might like the colors, you might not like the shape. So it's just really what you see. Number two, the back end. So the back end is the things that are actually working together to make what you're seeing, which is the front end, work. So now, for you to be able to see things like a shape, something has been done at the back. For you to be able to see a text or a title page or a title or maybe a logo showing or an animation, something is working behind for you to see this. So just think of the front end as the output, and the back end is working towards making the output to be in the best possible way. Third is UI, user interface. So the user interface is what it looks like. It's very similar to the front end, but they're just generally different concepts. So front end, back end is more towards when you're talking about development, or UI is more when you're talking about product itself. So the UI is what people see. That brings us to UX, user experience, and this is how you feel when you're using the product. Now we're going to go straight to MVP. MVP means minimum viable product. It is your business's or your idea's first product, your baby product. Doesn't necessarily have to be pretty, but it needs to work. So this is what you could take out to market to see if people actually like. It's not the kind of thing that you put so much money in, because you don't know, this is the time that you're testing and then you're getting feedback. If you ever hear that, it's like the very least proof that the littlest way your product can show or your business can show its concept, if you know what I mean. All of this is really just a big bunch of big words that make you confused. Call me your fairy god sister. Another thing you need to get familiar with is wireframes. So wireframes are the blueprint of your system. So it's just a like when you're building a house, something that an architect would draw. So it's like giving you the design, like the blueprint of your app or your website. So it's like showing things that would work. Okay, so next up, API. So what is an API? So this is an application programming interface. So this is how different apps talk to each other. So let's say, for example, you're trying to, what is one of the easiest ways? So you're trying to sign into ChatGPT. You just want to sign in straight up. And you're just able to just seamlessly just log in through the Google account. So that is some sort of API. So this is how Google and ChatGPT have been able to come together to speak in terms of logging in. I hope you get what I mean. So I'll use another one as an example. Say you have a Shopify account and you want to be able to collect payments on your Shopify account. So let's say the provider you're using is Stripe. Stripe is a way for businesses to collect payments and to do a lot of financial brouhaha. And so what happens is that Shopify creates a way for you to connect your Stripe account into your Shopify. So it's how you integrate two softwares together. So they're communicating and they're passing information back and forth between each other. That's just what API integrations are. It's just big words, fancy words. No code, low code means you're using little to no code to build. That's just what that term means. It's just as simple as it sounds. CMS. So CMS is a content management system. So content, for example, for your website, where are you able to create, where you're able to manage, where you're able to do all of these things in one place. So an example is WordPress or Wix. So it helps you to be able to create, collate, categorize your content that you're going to be putting out. So yeah. The last but not least in our core category is database. As hard as it sounds, a database is just a collection of information. So depending on how this information has been categorized, or these data is information, how it's stored, for example, an email list of your clients, a list of their names, email addresses, where they're from, their location, their IP address, blah blah blah. All of that, wherever that is stored, is a database. And then there are different types of databases, but we can always go into that later on. So let's go on to the next category. So the next category of terms that we're going to be looking at is the AI and automations category. So these are some terms and terminologies that you're going to be hearing a lot when it comes to when people are talking about AI. So first things first is prompt. So prompt is literally the way you talk to the AI, the words you use to describe whatever it is that you're telling it to do. When you hear prompt engineering, that's just what it is. So if someone tells you, I'm a prompt engineer, it just means they're using their words with AI. They're building with their words. So LLMs, it means large language models. And this is a big fancy word for the brains, or the AI brains behind the big companies or big technologies like ChatGPT, like cloud. So it's just, when it's a large language model, that means it's doing so much, it's got so much capacity, it's going to be able to do a lot of things. So don't let the words distract you from the goal. Tokens. So when you're hearing somebody talk about tokens, or let's say you're saying you're somewhere, tokens is like cash for the amount of words that you're able to use to create these technologies, like your prompt engineering. So these things are expensive. If you're going to use words to create, you're going to have to pay for them. And so while you're paying in whatever currency you have, maybe pounds, naira, or dollars, or the yen, whatever it is, you're still going to have to buy tokens. And those tokens are the cash of this universe, if you get what I mean. Another word is called fine-tuning. So fine-tuning is being able to make your AI understand what you like. So it's kind of like letting it or teaching it how to understand your tone of voice, things about you, things about what you want, just fine-tuning the processes so it matches what exactly it is that you like. A model. When we talk about models, we are not talking about Kendall Jenner. We're actually talking about big engines like ChatGPT, like Claude. So these are also a type, these are types of models, but then they're like big models. So last but not least, for this particular episode, if you're going to be working with project manager, this is what the textbook says. Like for me, we textbooks really use a lot of fancy words, but these are some fancy words that you should that would be under the products category. So a product manager is the boss of the build. So that's the person that takes charge of the product. So whether it's a website, app, whatever, SaaS, the product manager is the person that oversees whatever goes on pertaining that product. Agile, Scrum. So these are fancy words to just say something is fast moving or chaotic. So being able to work in chaos with little time, with all the problems, that's just what it is. So it's being able to get things done fast. That's it. A sprint is not running. I like to sprint, by the way. If you like to sprint, I'm looking for people to sprint, not to run or to sprint. But yeah, it's just a long session of work, really. Then we will head on to roadmaps. So roadmaps are just a guide or a game plan for how you're going to build your product. Last but not least is a stack. So a stack, just imagine a burger, right? There are so many things that make up a burger. There's the burger bun, there's the patty, there's the tomatoes, there's the cucumber, there's the lettuce, there's the cheese. And if you're someone that likes it extra cheesy, yeah, you add more cheese. So just imagine that whatever it is that you have built, whatever product you have, all the technology you've added to build that is the stack. So just think of your product as a big, big, juicy burger. What makes up your juicy burger? That is the stack. And with these terminologies, this will open your mind, make you more curious, and then in your spare time, when you see a new word, you should actually try to figure out what that means, see how you're able to apply that in real life. So yeah, thank you for staying till the end, actually. With every episode, I would be bringing you words that I think that you need to learn, because if you understand the concept, like these concepts we see every day in our lives, like a lot of times, if it's whether technical or non-technical, you see a lot of concepts every day that can be applied into different industries. But it's all about knowing what the names are, like knowing the lingo. That is what really sets you apart. Because for example, projects management, managing projects every day, your travel trip, your family trip is a project. If it's got a start date and an end date, it is a project. But it's just about figuring out what those keywords, key elements are, and how you're able to apply it into certain businesses. And really, if you stay till the end, till here, I really, really appreciate you. And please, I know this is going to sound cliche, but if you could subscribe, So I know this sounds cliche, but if you could actually give this video a thumbs up, that would actually help. And if you could hit the subscribe button below, that would also really help. So I will be able to actually figure out how to make sure that you actually... And then I'm going to have to... I know this is going to sound cliche, but if you've enjoyed this video so far, please do not forget to give this video a thumbs up and hit the subscribe button down below, because this is going to help us to bring more value to you. And this is what this is all about. And We hope to see you in our next video. By the way, if there's anything that you would actually want to learn or you want to know, please do leave your comments in the comment section, and then we would definitely be bringing more value based off of what you've suggested, and we'll see how best to be able to make this a very seamless and easy breezy journey for you. So I hope to see you in my next video, even though it's one-sided, but I will see you regardless. Bye bye.